This is episode 1598. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you right where you are as you get ready to meditate. In today's episode, you're going to be guided into a gratitude meditation. And this is the final episode of our 7-part series we've been exploring all about relaxation. And we've been doing a featured, powerful, ancient technique called Hong Sa. Some of you may have already been familiar with the Hong Sa technique, but it is a technique I do every time I sit down to meditate. And I've hoped to encourage you to try it when you meditate as well, because the Hong Sa technique is truly one of those techniques. There are many techniques, but the Hong Sa technique is one that is the great neutralizer of emotions, because what it does is it calms your mind and your body, and your mind and emotional state and your breath are inextricably linked. So the best way to change your emotional state is by focusing on your breath. And so that's what this week really has been all about, using the Hong Sa technique to neutralize your emotions so you can relax. The number one goal when you sit down to meditate is to relax, because when you relax, you are able to draw out who you really are at your core, the best part of who you are. And if you're thinking, well, what is the best part of who I am, or how do I know I'm reaching that? When you feel your heart open when you meditate, you loosen up your fears, your self-doubts, your worries, the overwhelm, all the different situations that have happened during your day before you sat down to meditate, and you just allow your heart to soften and open up, then you know you are reaching your finest, because that really is your finest when you are operating from your heart's tendencies of love, gratitude, and compassion. Those are the most powerful emotions. It may seem like anger is a dominating emotion, and it is, but love, gratitude, and compassion, those are the strongest. So when you can put yourself in a state where you're feeling those emotions, and you'll feel them at your heart, you'll also feel your stomach, your jaw, your neck, your shoulders, you'll feel your whole body relax and soften when you feel your heart begin to open up with those powerful emotions. So this is what gratitude can do for you, can relax your whole mind and body. And I want to congratulate you if you've been with us throughout this entire series on relaxation. I know many of you listen to me day in, day out, and I really appreciate that. And some of you have listened to me for several years since I started the podcast. And I want you to know that you are the reason why I show up every single day. In fact, I do these meditation techniques right along with you. I share essentially my meditation with you. So I just finished meditating. It is evening where I live, and I'm going to upload this for your Saturday morning. And I get so excited to share with you how I felt after my meditation. It's a way for me to allow the beautiful after effects of meditation linger with me. So it's an honor to share meditation with you. I know what it's like to struggle and to remain consistent. And this podcast has definitely helped me remain consistent with my ritual. I also have, as I mention in every episode, and I know it may seem repetitious, but I don't accept any advertisements or anything on my episode. I want to save it for something that may take you deeper into meditation, and that is my app that I created, and that is called the Sip and Om Meditation app. We have Android and iOS version, and you can try it for 14 days absolutely free, full access to the full app. I probably won't offer full access to the full app indefinitely, but for now, I am offering it. We are still testing the app, but you know, I think it's pretty much tested nicely, so we will start sharing it more. You also get, and this I know is a tool that you would really value, a journal and a slowdown guide with the different meditation techniques each week that's customized for that week's theme. So you really do work your way through the series and the theme we explore for a full week. So if you want more, that's where you can find it. And we also have herbal teas now. We're getting ready to launch our November subscription box. I always mention an herb each week, and so I decided to combine the herb that I mention each week right along with these meditation techniques. So for the month of November, we'll be focusing on gratitude, and there are four herbs, one for each week you get, that helps you to get in the mood or experience gratitude. You also get some meditation cards, these cards that have the different meditation techniques on them, and a few other goodies, a way to track your meditations. And I hope you enjoy it if you want to get to meet the herbs. You can find this at sipandom.com. So there you go. Now, as you settle yourself down into your meditation today, just think about what you've been experiencing today. You might think about what you've been experiencing all week long. And notice if you can recognize traces of gratitude throughout your week, or if you want to narrow it to today. Gratitude is one of the fastest ways to relax your mind and body. So it is also an ultimate relaxation technique. So as you close your eyes and keep them slightly uplifted, begin to do the Hong Sa breath. These ancient words, Hong, as you inhale, connecting to you at your highest essence. It's there. Has it been a while since you've revealed it? Exhale, Sa. Inhale, Hong. You can curl your left index finger forward into your palm as you inhale, mentally repeating, Hong. And as you exhale, uncurl your finger, mentally repeating, Sa. Hong with each inhale. Sa with each exhale. Beautiful. Now go through your day in reverse and notice moments of gratitude you felt from this very moment to the time you woke up in the morning. And if it's morning for you, go back through the previous day, yesterday, from this moment all the way back through yesterday morning. Feel the gratitude. Notice what triggered it. Immerse yourself in it. I've so enjoyed sharing this series with you. You are so worth slowing down for.